Kyle, this is going to be your first time headed to Vegas. What are your feelings headed into the tournament?
Just really excited. It's going to be a blast. We have a good team. We've played well the second half of the season, and just looking forward to it.
What have your teammates said to you that have been there, Kyle and Chase, to prepare you for this?
Nothing much, really. I played in the Mountain West Conference Tournament in Vegas, too, when I was at Utah State, and I've done this two times around now. It'll be different playing in the WCC and in New Orleans, but, you know, just playing in a different venue isn't so much an issue. It's just controlling your excitement, controlling your adrenaline just right before the game, and making sure you come out and don't get too quick fouls or let the moment overtake you. So, you know, they've just talked about their experiences. Kyle's played in, I think this would be three championships now in his career, and it's time we get one for him.
Kyle, Coach said he's preparing you for everything. Assuming that Santa Clara is at their best, what is it going to take to beat those guys?
You know, I think we all assume they're going to be at their best. It would be uncommon for a team to get beaten in the same fashion we beat them the other two times, for three times. So, you know, Coach is getting us ready for a hard-fought game, and we'll have to control Brownridge and watch their post and some of their other good players. But we'll be ready for that, and not looking too far ahead of that as far as the players are concerned.
Kyle, has there been any change in kind of preparation that this coaching staff has done as opposed to, like you said, when you were at Utah State, heading into a conference tournament? Any differences, major, or is it pretty much the same?
You know, none that I've noticed. I'll just say our coaches are really great about coming up with a game plan, getting us ready to play our opponent. I also thought the same of my coaches at Utah State, but nothing glaringly that I've noticed. You know, everyone in college basketball has the same routine. Everyone knows each other's plays. Everyone knows what they're going to do. It's just whoever comes out and plays better. So they won't do anything that's super surprising, and I don't think we will either with them.
Coach was mentioning how there were so few guys who have played in the Orleans at this time of year, and yet you have some postseason experience even from Vegas. What do you kind of tell the guys, the younger guys, to sort of get them excited or get them motivated? I think you touched on a little earlier.
Yeah, I think from an excitement and motivation standpoint, the guys on this team, we're excited. This is, for us, we've let down a couple games early in the season, so we know that there's only one way to get to the NCAA tournament likely. So we're just motivated. I don't think motivation will be an issue, but what I talked about, kind of just being in the moment, not letting it overtake you, and not letting the pressure of being in a lose-or-go-home situation get to you. So the young guys, we'll just keep working with them in practice. Practice has been intense. It's been good. So we're just doing all the preparation we can for that.
Anything else?
Who's the guy on the team that when you need a tension breaker, when things are getting a little intense, who's the guy that breaks the tension?
If you know him, it would be Fish. Yeah, without question, it would be Chase Fisher.
So you might need him on this whole week term because, like you said, there was a little bit of pressure. It might be good to have someone like Chase to be able to...
Yeah, I think he's like this 100% of the time, though, so I don't think we'll have to turn him on to be loud or funny. I think that's just, that button's always on, so that'll be good.